This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Marissa Melton. U.S. Vice President Kamala Harris met Tuesday with Mexican President Andrés Manuel López Obrador in Mexico City in her continuing effort to curb the surge of migrants to the southwestern U.S. border by bolstering economic conditions in Central America. Harris and López Obrador watched as aides signed a memorandum of understanding to establish a strategic partnership to cooperate on development programs in the Northern Triangle countries of Guatemala, El Salvador, and Honduras. Tens of thousands of their citizens have left home to trek through Mexico to try to get into the United States in recent months, with more than 178,000 migrants reaching the U.S. border in April, nearly half of those from Central America. Harris, on her first foreign trip as vice president, had a blunt message Monday for Latin American migrants as she visited Guatemala. She said, "Do not come." She said the United States is not afraid to enforce its immigration laws and stop people at the border. The U.S. President Joe Biden has allowed unaccompanied migrant children to stay in the United States, unlike former President Donald Trump, who expelled them. Responding to a shouted question from a reporter about whether Mexico was willing to increase its immigration enforcement, López Obrador said he and Harris will be touching on that subject, but always addressing the fundamental root causes of the surge in migrants. After meeting with López Obrador, Harris was expected to talk with female entrepreneurs and hold a roundtable with labor workers. French President Emmanuel Macron was slapped on Tuesday while shaking hands across a barrier in southeastern France. Video from the scene showed Macron striding toward a small crowd of people waiting behind a barrier. According to Reuters, as Macron reached out to shake hands, a man in the crowd shouted, "Down with Macronia," and slapped him in the face. VOA News. United Nations judges have rejected former Bosnian Serb military chief Ratko Mladic's appeal of his 2017 conviction for genocide, war crimes, and crimes against humanity, a ruling that will keep him in prison for the rest of his life. Mladic, who is 78, was sentenced to life in prison after being found guilty of leading the massacre of more than 8,000 Muslim men and boys in Srebrenica. He was also convicted of ordering unlawful attacks against civilians in Sarajevo during the three-year Bosnian War that ended in 1995. The massacre in Srebrenica was the worst in Europe since World War II. Mladic maintains his innocence. His lawyers argued that his conviction was based on what they said were legal and factual mistakes, and that he should be acquitted or retried because others were responsible for atrocities. Prosecutors also appealed Mladic's acquittal on another genocide charge related to the conflict. He was convicted of other crimes that include extermination, murder, terror, and persecution. Tuesday's ruling all but ends the UN's prosecutions of war crimes that claimed more than 100,000 lives and left millions homeless. The head of UNAIDS, Winnie Byanyima, told a high-level meeting of the UN General Assembly Tuesday that inequalities are a chief driver of the HIV/AIDS epidemic, just as they are with COVID-19. She said those inequalities include power, status, rights, and voice. Inequalities kill, she added. Byanyima said nations must end the inequalities that perpetuate HIV/AIDS if they want to meet their target of ending the epidemic by the year 2030. Since the first cases were reported nearly 40 years ago, UNAIDS says 77.5 million people have been infected with HIV and nearly 35 million have died from AIDS. Byanyima said the COVID-19 pandemic has shown how political will can help push science. Unidentified gunmen ambushed and killed two workers from the aid group Doctors with Africa in South Sudan's Lakes State on Monday in the latest of a string of attacks on aid workers in South Sudan. Two other aid workers who were volunteers with the NGO were also injured, according to Matthew Hollingworth, the United Nations humanitarian coordinator in South Sudan. In a statement Tuesday, Hollingworth said the workers were traveling in a clearly marked humanitarian vehicle as part of a convoy returning from a health facility. The Lakes State Health Minister told VOA that he calls on the community to help find the killers. Via remote, I'm Marissa Melton, VOA News.